When one thinks of London, the River Thames, the Houses of Parliament, the London Eye, the Sword, Tower Bridge, the Tower of London, and many other world-famous attractions come to mind. London, however, boasting more than 8 million inhabitants, houses not only the sites that first pop up in Google Images, but also others, known mostly to locals, that one cannot find so easily. Close to the busy Liverpool Street Station, running from Spitalfields to Bethnal Green and sandwiched between the narrow brick storefronts and former warehouses of the East London borough of Tower Hamlets, the fascinating and colourful street of Brick Lane leads one through a noisy and rich mix of quirky stores, hip bars, creative art galleries and, depending on the day of the week, bustling street markets accompanied by the sound of live music. Walking north through Brick Lane, before reaching the bridge that spans the width of the tracks that run out of Liverpool Street Station, a narrow side street to the right opens up to a flat, uneventful park by the name of Allen Gardens. To the left of this park, and following a worn bike path that runs this time under the tracks coming from Shoreditch High Street, a carefully crafted sign decorated with an arrangement of painted flowers welcomes one to something even more intriguing than Brick Lane, the nomadic community gardens. Beyond the sign, structures of all shapes and sizes, built from reclaimed wood, pallets, tires and other materials, rise up from the ground, which is blanketed in soft mulch and adorned with both weeds and flowers. The Act of Kindness booth holds clothes for those in need. The birdhouses of positivity invite one to take and leave small positive notes, and the roving cafe offers homemade tea, coffee and pastries, all within the welcoming and colourful environment of what used to be a barren patch of land, sandwiched between railway lines and filled with heaps of trash. A multitude of statues, popping up where you least expect them, adorn many corners, nooks and crannies. Just about every square inch of surface is covered with carefully crafted pieces of art, ranging from gigantic, complex and collaborative pieces such as the one that adorns the so-called feature wall, at this moment painted with a giant toad and a double-decker London bus, from which huge tentacles sprout, to the many and varying paste-ups and graffiti pieces that artists from all over London have come here to create. During the day, regulars sit in the fleeting sun, quietly conversing, while tourists from all over the world tentatively poke their heads in and have an odd look around. On the rare occasions when the London sun truly shines, the glistening, graffiti-covered walls of brick brilliantly show off their colours and the wonderful oddness they convey. On Sundays and other days, when events are planned for the night, the gardens remain open until late in the evening. A raging bonfire casts warmth upon a packed ring of men and women who, their faces to the fire, sing, talk and play drums. Not very far away, under the low ceiling of one of the mini shacks, a picturesque group plays a medley of reggae, hip-hop, rap and other musical influences that pump the similarly assorted party in front of them, beer in hand, into a jumble of a dance. One can easily see that this place, born from the need and desire to put the very limited space in London to good use for the benefit of the surrounding community, has succeeded in its altruistic objective, even if it has done so in a very different way to how it was envisioned. The allotted grow boxes, meant for vegetables and produce, that once populated the gardens, have been pushed to the perimeter of the settlement to make way for the aforementioned artistic and entrepreneurial endeavors. But despite this aspect undeniably waning, the result has powered other creative aspects to new heights, bringing people of all colors, ethnicities, and nationalities into one spot where creativity cannot be restrained.